don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, get the freshest Cleveland Browns gear by visiting the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop on the official Browns mobile app. Also, don't miss the new Dog Pound t-shirts with a limited run only at the team shop at First Energy Stadium. We promise you on Thursday, we're going to wrap up the show by answering some of your fantasy football questions. So going to bring in Emmett now. We're going to make sure that not only do the Browns get a win on Sunday, that you do in your fantasy leagues as well. What's up, Emmett?
Not much. On Twitter, we have Just a Fan. He wants to know, Cobb, B. Marshall, Reggie Wayne, Noob Hopkins, K. Benjamin, which three should he start?
Man, he's doing pretty well for himself. You said Cobb, yes, Marshall, yes, and then it was Kelvin Benjamin, Reggie Wayne, or Noob Hopkins.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Reggie Wayne if it's a PPR, and I'm going to go Kelvin Benjamin if it's not.
Okay. All right. Next up is Miami.
He's in a good situation, though. He should be happy about that.
Definitely looks like it. Miami Finns news, which I don't know how I feel about him tweeting the show.
And that's with, okay.
You know, but whatever. He says he needs three in the PPR: Andre Johnson, Kendall Wright, Brian Quick, Mohamed Sanu.
Now, Sanu's interesting because A.J. Green is out. They're saying Jones is not going to be yet ready to play, so he's intriguing. But PPR, like Andre Johnson, Kendall Wright is a PPR machine, and then Brian Quick has really become a star with Austin Davis at quarterback for the Rams, so I'm going to go the first three. Sanu's a nice piece of trade bait, though, to the guy who has A.J. Green.
Okay, and Chris Carr wants to know, who should he start, Wilson or Luck?
Listen, as good as Russell Wilson is, and he is fantastic, he's been playing great, great matchup with the Dallas Cowboys. I don't sit Andrew Luck at all. I certainly don't sit him in prime time. He's the number one fantasy quarterback right now. That's a guy who's got an opportunity, I think, to sell a little high on Russell Wilson and make an improvement on his team elsewhere. I could see how in a vacuum you might be tempted by the Dallas matchup, but I just don't sit Andrew Luck. So many weapons right now. T.Y. Hilton, Reggie Wayne, they got Hakeem Nicks, Bradshaw out of the backfield, the two tight ends, and Fleener and Dwayne Allen, and he's just playing great. He's got a nose for the end zone when he runs. Andrew Luck right now is playing as well as anybody in the league not named Philip Rivers.
Okay, Brett wants to know. He says he's in a PPR league. He needs two: Sanders, Golden Tate, Edelman, or Steve Smith.
Good group again there, but I'm sticking with Emmanuel Sanders, who has been absolutely money in PPR leagues. And then you go ahead and you look at Golden Tate, and you say, here's a guy that was great in Seattle, but one of the most efficient guys when I tracked yards per target, fantasy points per target, but didn't get the opportunities because it was a run-oriented offense. Well, now he's in a pass-oriented offense. All he's done is go out and have five catches or more in each game. He's right now, the last 2 weeks, 8 for 116, 7 for 134 in a touch with Calvin, really ineffective. Golden Tate's as good as it gets. Again, that guy's got, he's a stud. He's got a lot of good wide receivers, but those are the two.
Okay, and then we got Jonathan. He said he needs two. His choices are Hillman, Sankey, Ivory, or Wynn.
Hillman, Ivory, Sankey, and who was the last one?
Wynn.
I'm going to go with Hillman first. I think he's about to get about 60% of the touches there, and then I'll go with Bishop Sankey, who I think is primed to finally have that nice game we've been waiting for out of him.
Okay, and then the last one here on the fantasy questions is from Rory. He wants to know, he says he needs two. Sankey and Hill are both in the same position. Okay, I completely don't understand that tweet at all.
I think he was saying he needs two out of that same group, that Sankey, Marino, Jeremy Hill group.
Yeah.
So from that group, so I would go with Sankey. I don't think you can start Sean Moreno yet, and I would go with Jeremy Hill as well. So I think that's the way that I would go.
Okay.
Jeremy Hill, the Cincinnati, if they don't have A.J. Green, they're going to run it a lot. Giovanni Bernard's effective, and so is Jeremy Hill, the second rounder out of LSU. All right, everybody, thank you for your fantasy questions. Let's get Reg and Matt in here as we wrap it up here on this show. And we didn't really get a chance to react to Jim O'Neill this week, but I thought he sounded a little bit more calm, a little bit more focused, and certainly seems to feel good headed into this one, but it didn't sound like he was trying to be blustery and defend. It was more, we've shown now at stretches, long stretches in multiple games, that we can be dominant. Now it's just about becoming more consistent with that dominance.
Yeah, I kind of firmly believe that this has taken him aback a little bit in the first couple of weeks of the season. I don't think he expected there to be this many issues come up in virtually every area of his defense. But I like the approach, Nathan. I think that you're right. He certainly adheres to the fact that, listen, I'm a little bit annoyed. You know, he said, I'm annoyed. I'm not feeling good about it. But I do believe he's hard at work, got the sleeves rolled up, and they're going to get it right. Now, they got to show us they can, but I believe they can get it right.
You know, four games and 5 weeks into the football season, I'm sure it's probably the first time that he was answering questions about his scheme and also, too, about the players within that scheme, which has got to be tough for him. But I do think he was a little bit more calm, cool, and collective. I do think he still comes across as we have something to prove, and with that chip on his shoulder.
Good.
That PO'd mentality. And I think a lot of that comes from the locker room, probably comes from the resemblance of the guys in that locker room. And he, of course, is the man at the podium who gets to talk about that.
And he's going to bring it. The defense is going to bring it. The offense is going to bring it. We're going to bring it again tomorrow here. For everybody who's joined us, Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network, for Michael Ragai, for Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for tuning in to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.